What we're looking at is the mounting position for what would have been 2 8-inch artillery pieces in a munitions bunker.
On Friday evening, the Northeast Florida Land Trust's Mark Hudson is standing on top of the Spanish-American War outpost. The stone ruins sit on a steep hill called the St. John's Bluff on Fort Caroline Road.
Yeah, this is an amazing view.
Yeah, you're almost looking over a cliff, in Florida, which is one of my favorite things about this area.
Built in 1898, the fort was supposed to be the launch point for a planned invasion of Spanish-controlled Cuba. A swashbuckling Jacksonville sheriff, Napoleon Bonaparte Broward, was leading the charge. But those plans never came to fruition, and Jacksonville's role in the war was minor.
And it gets a little dark in here, but...
soft ground here.
Yeah, actually. There's some dirt that's been accumulated over the years.
In a large candlelit room, Hudson says the fort has sat largely unbothered for 110 years.
The current owner was at a tax deed auction, saw it come up as basically like a, St. John's Bluff View property and put it on a bid sight unseen, not even knowing that the fort was here.
If the North Florida Land Trust can raise $400,000 by November, it can purchase the site outright and transfer it to the National Park Service. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.